Nathan Zagura here alongside Super Bowl champion Matt Wilhelm. Time to break down the Browns and the Jets here in Week 8 at First Energy Stadium. The Browns 0-7 looking for their first win. The Jets just 2-5 on this season as well. They've got some big names on offense, but it hasn't translated to a ton of success so far.
No, absolutely. And it's not the team that we're going to see last year. And the efficiency on offense that we saw last year, there was Brandon Marshall, there was Eric Decker, and Brian Fitzpatrick playing almost at a Pro Bowl level after getting that big contract extension. The holdout, I think, kind of hurt the camaraderie of the football team. Eric Decker is now hurt. They do sign Matt Forte. He, as I'm sure you're going to point out, when he gets the football an awful lot, they've won their two football games. When he's kind of dismissed offensively, they struggle. And I think the key to this football game is taking away Brandon Marshall, because I think Ryan Fitzpatrick has the greatest rapport with him and is going to force the football to him as he's done all year.
Yeah, Marshall leads this team in targets with nearly 70 so far this season, but he's only catching less than 50% of his targets. The other receiver, Quincy Enunwa, has played well, but he is not the kind of threat that Eric Decker was, who's out for the season. And you talk about efficiency, Ryan Fitzpatrick, 11 interceptions on the season. The Jets are the 31st ranked team in the red zone, and they've also given away the football 17 times more than anybody in the league. But defensively, they're actually pretty darn good, and it starts up front.
They definitely are. It does start up front. You know, Leonard Williams, Muhammad Wilkerson, Sheldon Richardson make up, you know, three of the four great defensive linemen they have. And it allows them to rush those four, put pressure on a quarterback or put pressure on an offensive line, stop the run, and force Josh McCown to have to throw into seven defenders. And when you talk about those defenders, they've got some good ones back there, even though they're not playing their best. Darrell Revis being one of them, former Cleveland Brown, Buster Screen as well.
Yes, and this front four, they're allowing just 71.4 yards per game rushing. That's second best in the NFL. So the way to beat them is through the air. Darrell Revis, not the same player he used to be. He's given up an over a 100 quarterback rating when targeted this year. In fact, all five of the guys in their secondary are at 97 or above in terms of opposing quarterback rating when targeted. You've got to beat them down the field. This would have been a great game to have Corey Coleman, but you do have Josh McCown back and Terrell Pryor closer to 100%. They got to take some shots down the field and then do what you can to get out of here with that W at First Energy Stadium. Also, we'll be honoring the 86 team, which will be a great celebration. Over 30 alumni, including former head coach Marty Schottenheimer. So definitely check that out. For the latest on that game and all things Cleveland Browns, keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.
Here we go, Brownies! Here we go! Hoo, hoo.
How good their run defense is, and what kind of challenges that presents for you this week?
They're so good. At times, it appears they're playing with 15 players. And after watching film Monday, I went home depressed. How are we going to block and get yards versus this defense? And really, it's a compliment to them, their staff. They've done a great job of collecting big people that run and little people that hit. And it's an awesome opportunity for us to come out and compete against a unit they're so highly thought of and so well prepared. So it's going to be a good challenge, and our guys have had a great week of practice, and they're up for it.
What about some of those guys across that front? Who stands out specifically?
Employee number 91, employee number 96, employee number 99, employee number 52. I mean, immediately they jump off the film at you. And then there's another couple of guys that will show up as well in every frame.
How hard is it? I mean, you've talked about this before, but the fact that you're shuffling the offensive line seemingly every week, how tough is it to get that chemistry, and then when you have to face a front like the Jets or the Cincinnati or even the Tennessee?
Yeah, it's not a lot of fun planning for a defense like that with, you know, different parts than you're used to playing with. So it's been a challenge for us, but we faced that adversity all year, and this week is no different. You'd always like to have that continuity. You always like to have the guy next to you from the previous week, because now you know his run calls, his pass calls, how he pass sets, how he steps in a certain gap when they're double teaming. So those things are absent when you're plugging a new part into the machine. So it does affect you, but you have to keep going, because that's part of life in the National Football League, and it's football in general. So you just go on and you do the best you can, and you see what happens.
How do you think Crow and Duke, what's their mindset knowing what's facing them this weekend?
They're excited because they know this is one of the best defenses in the entire league, if not the best. So they're excited to find out what they're going to be able to do versus this front. They've got some things in mind we think we can take advantage of, and they're looking forward to executing that.
Is there a part of you, you said you went home Monday a little depressed, but there's got to be a part of you that's excited to kind of see what this running game can do against a defense like that, though?
No doubt about it, because that's the competitor in all of us as coaches and as players, is that you really look forward to challenges like this every week. And in this league, it's hard to run the football versus anyone, let alone a defense that is so stocked and loaded with talent and fast and tough players. So it's one of those where you look at it and you're depressed for about an hour, and then after that you roll up your sleeves and say, okay, we're gonna figure out some things and how to take advantage of the weaknesses that you do see.
When you go to a veteran quarterback like Josh, who's shown what he can do in this league, do you think that naturally kind of loosens up a defense as opposed to when it's a young quarterback, the defenses tend to stack the box?
Well, it's a comfort for us because we know we have a veteran back there who's been through so many different battles. He's tried and tested. So it definitely eases you from a standpoint, will we have control of the game? Will we have a complete understanding of what they're doing to us, when they're going to do it? And then when you have a veteran, he can anticipate those things and relay that to the rest of the offense moving forward.
How have you guys continued to handle the changing and shifting of personnel on the offensive line? How are your guys adjusting to that?
Well, honestly, we've kind of gotten so used to it. It doesn't matter anymore now. If it doesn't happen, we're kind of looking around like, where's the new guy, So at first it was a bit of a challenge, but we've come to accept it that those things happen, and our guys are fighting and giving us everything they got, and that's why we respect this group of men so much, is because they've faced adversity, and instead of running from it, they've kind of embraced it and says, we're still going to make it work. We're still going to go out there and do everything we can to win this football game. So we're proud of them as coaches, and we look forward to this next challenge Sunday.
The way Kevin Hogan was able to run so successfully last week, even before Cody got hurt, do you think that's something that you can carry week to week, or is it there have to be some kind of element of surprise with the team not expecting that?
No, that's one of the things that Coach is really on top of. He's always looking for another opportunity to make some more yards, another opportunity to get a touchdown. He's always looking for ways to be creatively different that will help our offense grow. So every week we look forward to him coming up with something that's a unique package that the opponent hasn't seen in going into this game. And this week, hopefully it'll be no different. We'll have something that maybe they haven't seen or prepared for.